sure if you know, but I didn't know this. There are currently about 6,500 streets across Brisbane that do not have footpaths. So it means that those streets are particularly difficult for the elderly, the infirmed, people with disabilities to get around. And after years of advocacy, Brisbane's train network is apparently still only about 50% accessible for people using wheelchairs. So what still needs to be done to make the city accessible for everyone? Nigel Webb is a member of Queenslanders with a Disability Network. He also uses a wheelchair to get around. Nigel Webb, you live in 8 Mile Plains. What are the footpaths like there?
Yes, well, I would say that some of them are quite good and some of them need some work. That they're not as accessible as they could be. It's usually the issue around the curbing and channeling is an issue because of the incline that's involved and the equipment that people such as myself use. So it can affect the gradient. And so if it's very steep and not shallow like the Australian standards require, people can have some real challenges if you use a mobility device, a walking frame, a wheelchair, a power chair, a walking stick even.
Nigel Webb, which suburbs need the most urgent prioritising for pavements? It's an awful lot. 6,500 streets don't have a footpath. That's an awful lot.
And then you add to that challenge that those that do have a footpath, there's probably at least 50% of them that aren't up to the current Australian standard in regards to access. Mm-hmm. So would be a conservative estimate. So there's quite a bit of work to do, and I'm sure the council has a regular works program that addresses some of that need. But also I'd be aware that the council spends an absolute fortune on public liability insurance when people trip and slip and fall on the footpath. So there would be some, as a ratepayer myself living in 8 Mile Plains, there'd be some motivation for the council to accelerate that works program and mitigate some of the liability that we all share as ratepayers.
Nigel, are there any particular suburbs that are particularly difficult to get around, though, in a wheelchair?
Well, I would say there would be some areas in every suburb, to be honest with you, Steve. I mean, I'm not trying to be glib about it, but to say one suburb is worse than another is like saying, well, how long is a piece of string? So I think we just need to be aware that 1 in 5 Queenslanders has a disability. So if there's 1 million people living in Brisbane, you can safely assume there's 200,000 people with a disability. And what I would like to think is that the council can use its community engagement officers to work out where people with disabilities, seniors and young people or even young families, because this having accessible footpaths actually helps young parents with prams and other devices as well. So it's not all just about people with disabilities. There's a large segment of the community that would actually benefit from having inclusive access for everyone.
Nigel Webb is a member of Queenslanders with a Disability Network. He uses a wheelchair to get around himself. Nigel Webb, you've been part of this push to make the rail network more accessible. Only 50% of the train network is accessible currently, although I'm aware the state government has committed to improving a number of train stations to make them more wheelchair accessible. Have they done enough?
Oh, there's always more to do, and there has been commitments given with the new generation rolling stock to eventually make some of those features more accessible too. Like,
are you happy with their commitments, though, of what they've... Because they were very heavily criticised for what they've not done. They've made further commitments, so where are we at? I know there's more to do, I'm assuming there's more to do, but are you happy today?
Oh, I think, well, if you've been waiting 30 years and you've only got 50% of the network covered, then I think people with disabilities and others in the community are right to be disappointed. I understand it's a huge capital commitment, but I think there's always, once you get the infrastructure right for people with disabilities, then you actually make the infrastructure right for everybody. So, in a lot of cases, so it's well worth the public investment. I mean, that's why they call it public transport. Public, by definition, means accessible and affordable to everyone. So, you know, and again, I'm a taxpayer and a ratepayer, so fair enough, people should have a right to be able to move around their community freely. And now that we're talking seriously about economic recovery, then, you know, that's one way to do it.
All right.
To make things more accessible for everyone.
Now, you apparently believe that some of these issues have become more evident during the pandemic. Why is that?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Well, one of the things we all experienced is physical distancing or social distancing, and that's been evident for people with disabilities and seniors probably for the last 50 years in one way or another. It's just become more evident for everybody. We all went into mandatory lockdown for some months, and then there's been some social distancing challenges. So people are increasingly isolated. We've all had to get used to new ways of doing business, accessing telehealth services and other things. So it is about how those people who haven't been able to contact their grandparents and others, how you stay connected to community and how you stay connected to the people we care about. One in five Queenslanders also assist somebody with a disability, either formally or informally, as a carer. So it's all about how those people remain connected. And unfortunately, Steve, a lot of people with disabilities don't have access to technology, either hardware or software, mm-hmm. or even a data card to be able to communicate in the online world. So I would say there's things that the council can do as part of their inclusive disability action plan to improve that connectivity for people with disabilities, seniors and young people.
Okay.
That actually allows that to happen.
Nigel Webb, thanks for coming on. Nigel Webb, who's a member of Queenslanders with a Disability Network. I have received a statement from the Brisbane City Council. The Brisbane City Council says, we are dedicated to making sure people of all ages, abilities or backgrounds can stay connected in our city and enjoy a fantastic lifestyle. They mentioned that there more than 1,200 people of all ages, abilities and backgrounds help shape our City for Everyone inclusive Brisbane plan. The council statement says, we continue to work with the community to implement the plan's actions and help improve the lives of Brisbane's residents. Significantly or crucially, the statement says, we are investing more than $40 million this financial year to deliver new or upgraded footpaths right across Brisbane, with $26 million on this budget allocated to footpath maintenance and reconstruction.